Summer, Thanksgiving. What are we doing?
Is it?
I think so. Hold on, let's redo that. All right, here we go. All right, I think they're ready now. Monday morning crack. Woo! Hey everybody, are you guys ready to get the big leg of turkey and eat lots of gravy smothered in mashed potatoes and stuffing?
Big legged woman, get your big leg off of mine.
Oh yeah. So everybody, get ready for the turkey Thanksgiving. There's going to be a lot of traveling and a lot of people going everywhere and a lot of grubbing, a lot of pounds gained and a lot of food being served. So women, men, get in the kitchen. Get your butts in the kitchen and start cooking.
I am thankful for thankfulness.
Me too.
And I am also thankful for gratitude.
And I'm thankful for Mondays.
And I'm thankful for being
alive.
A person who's on the podcast talking to you, who I consider my friends.
They're all of our friends out there. All of you guys, whoever's listening right now, you guys are considered friends, and we love all you guys out there. So the main thing about thankfulness is we're thankful for you guys out there and for our families and loved ones, of course. So Thank you guys for listening to the Runner and Gunner greatest podcast in the universe, the video game podcast, that is, and the turkey podcast for you guys who are gobbling your ways all the way down, traveling from city to city or state to state or country to country.
I am thankful for being so much better than any other podcast on the internet today.
And I'll cheers to that, Gunner.
Just kidding, everybody. But I am telling you that... you know, podcasting is fun.
It is fun. It's a great thing.
And I am thankful for, you know, this show because it lets me, like, you know, just spit the truth of words that are glistening in the ever-shining realm of intercommunications.
And so what Gunner is saying is it's a form of therapy for us to release our feelings to you guys and for you guys to listen to our feelings and either get them, understand them, or...
yeah.
Deny them and just be against them. We don't care either way. As long as you're listening and you know what you're feeling, and if your feelings are correct, then we know that you're on the right path.
Yes. And with that said, we want to wish you a very merry Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving, yeah. So you guys be out there, you know, take care of your turkeys, take care of your ladies, take care of your families.
Take care of everything while you got it. Have a good life. Don't let everything pass you by.
Yeah, and gobble, gobble, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Don't forget to eat that pudding pie or whatever pie or baked pie, bean pie.
Slow down and smell the turkey.
Seriously.
Slow down, smell some turkey, and just, you know, enjoy life.
And do what you love doing. You know, whatever it is that you enjoy doing, just do it. Unless it's smack, because this is no smack November still, so we're talking about face smacks. We're talking about arm smacks. We're talking about this and that smack. And crack is whack.
All right, everybody, do you ever think about the music playing in your video game? Do you ever wish that you were a composer?
Of course they do.
Do you ever want to know more about songs that are on their computer games?
Yeah, all games, actually. We're talking about consoles, PCs, AC/DCs, D's, Nuts, all that stuff.
Yes, it's true.
all music.
We're going to name a few video game songs out there in the world that are very popular that don't really get recognition behind, you know, Zelda and Mario and Castlevania and NES games, anything on the NES and anything on the N64. It's such catchy and memorable music. But we're saying that, you know, there's other music in video games out there, some classical, some long, some not so catchy, but still very good. And with that said, let us get this segment of the show started, which we call
Music from Video Games. So the best soundtracks are whatever we're going to say. So just listen up and remember, Runner and Gunner is only opinion. If you disagree with our opinion, then you will hear that disclaimer at the end of the show. So listen up to the greatest opinions in our opinions.
All right, let's see. We got the top. This one is... Kingdom Hearts.
What was that? Kingdom of Hearts, right?
I can't even really understand this. It's like, I know it's thrilling.
It's cool.
I know it's intense. It is very cool. It's classical orchestra. But there's no catch enough for me to be like, oh yeah, do you remember this song? Do you remember Oscura de Sonora on Kingdom Hearts?
No.
Oh, what? You're missing out. You don't remember that song? Man, it's a classic.
That's pretty cool. I mean, it's cool, but to me, it's pretty much just like a little fake Mozart got on his little piano and didn't really Mozart, just kept pressing a few buttons to make a chorus. And, I mean, it was pretty simple, so it was still cool, though. It made sense to what the game was going through.
Props on the intensity.
So, yeah, very intense. Very intense, and it actually made the game feel, have that more feel to it.
It's
got
a purpose.
It, that,
it's like
that,
it's like a bridge.
Feel.
Or
yeah.
Maybe it's not the bridge.
Like Brave Hearts type of feel, you know, like.
It's the aesthetic of the bridge.
There you go.
It's
yeah.
Like, this song is.
You're defending. You're battling.
Yeah, the song is definitely from a battle. It's definitely like getting from point A to point B. You know, suspense is in there.
That's pretty cool.
It's not really like a song I would consider like a number one song. What about this one? This one's called Undertale by Undertale.
Oh, Undertale. That's a very popular one. Everybody knows. Lenny's. Come on, Lenny's. Speak out for us. You guys know this.
Here it is.
And it's pretty cool. It's a little too calm for my taste.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's cool. That's what the game is about. And this is more of a puzzle game. I actually played a little bit of this game, so I know it's on, I think, all consoles.
I never
much.
Touched it.
I've seen it, and I've played it because, I don't know. I just checked it out. It was okay. So, it's just no fighting. I mean, there's no violence in there. If you don't like games without violence, you'll like that game. Puzzle games, puzzle mystery, whatever, whatever. Then so, you'll like that.
So this one is Fire Emblem Awakening, and this song's called Don't Speak Her Name.
Another RPG. So we've been doing a lot of RPGs so far, and yeah, it's we can see our pattern, you guys. We're going, mostly RPGs have these kind of
oh, this is my
story
favorite part.
Tale type of games. Oh, this part warms my heart on a Thanksgiving day. Smell the fresh turkey in the oven.
It warms my toes.
Cold winters.
All right, yeah, so, like, you know, it's very classical, very orchestra.
Please don't turn it off!
But it's like,
okay, fine.
I can't imagine two Lennies talking in a cafe together.
Listening to that?
And saying, hey, do you like that song, Don't Speak Her Name? And he's like, hey, what song is that? Oh, you mean the Fire Emblem song? Like, I can't imagine, like, two people recommending this song or... Be like, hey, have you got
oh,
the Fire Emblem song?
Oh, wait, that's not it.
Oh, what?
That's the wrong one.
That's the wrong
song. We didn't mean to play that. Wait, which one was it, Gunner, that we're going to play again?
It's going to be this one. It's another Undertale song. And this one is called, what is this called? The
yeah,
Last
kind of a,
Goodbye.
You know what? That has kind of a very arcadey feeling to it.
It's got some arcadeness in it. Cheap.
All right, yeah. All right, you could turn that off now. I think the game has been beaten, and
so that's what the
sounds
fans
like. They were unhappy about beating the game.
Sounds like they were like saddened.
Yeah.
By their like victory.
The sequel. Yeah, I know. What is up with that, guys? I mean, if you guys understand, if you ever played Undertale and defeated the game, why is it so sad at the end? There's multiple endings I've heard, so who knows? Is that the saddest ending?
I get it.
Where you just die at the end.
Do you find out that for Thanksgiving? They didn't get any turkey?
Yep. Maybe.
That would make anybody sad.
That would. Oh, yeah.
That'd make Steve Urkel sad.
It would. But Steve Urkel would clone turkeys and make some super stuffing out of grass.
All right, everybody. So, out there, you don't know what we're talking about. And neither do we. But we got some more game music.
We sure do. Oh, here we go. Getting
here
some
we
good
go.
Stuff now.
This is Mega Man.
That is Mega Man 2.
I like that part.
See, Mega Man's awesome.
Welcome to Watch Mojo.
And we know that.
Don't. Welcome to No One Watches Nothing. Erase that.
Was that the Doors?
Erase the last 10 seconds.
Yeah, please, editors, please edit that out. Thank you, guys.
Edit that out, please.
All right. So, all right. Okay, back to that list. Where are we at now?
Oh. Skyrim, nah. Skyrim don't got
Skyrim's cool songs. But I mean,
it's,
cool
it's got amazing music, but it doesn't got no good songs. Nothing, I guess that's my point, you know?
Yeah, it doesn't have not
like Undertale.
It's just pretty much the same thing on repeat, you know, the same type of.
It's orchestra. There's symphony. There's lots of instruments, classical instruments.
Just on repeat.
Just like Undertale, though.
Which is pretty cool.
Great music.
But wait a minute. But sometimes when you go in those little bars, and then they have the little guitar guy playing some weird song, that's kind of cool. He plays his little, just a single guitar, just a cappella. No, what's it called? When you play with the
guitar. I'll tell you, he did cool songs on
solos.
Breath of the Wild, there was this bird, and he played like with his, he had, what's the thing that the Mexicans use? Accordion.
Oh yeah, that's really cool.
He had an accordion and he played like it was like Italian music. It's pretty cool songs.
Which brings up our next question. Why are there no mariachis in video games? Why not? You know, just open it up. How about we open up a Mario game, the next one after this one, and just put it in some Italian music. Like, you know, like some kind of Dean Martin
wannabe. Got it right here.
Okay. Like this.
This is from Breath of the Wild.
But this should have been on Mario, is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
they opened up Mario with this, and then they're at the pizza parlor eating, and then all of a sudden, somebody comes, Princess Peach comes flying from the sky and says, Koopas did it again, you guys gotta come save us. And so they finish their pizza, go down a freaking tunnel, and the game begins. So this should be the intro to that. Mario.
And that's where the game begins, and Mario has babies, and Luigi's got babies, and they got cousins, and they got family, and they're having a big family party, and James Caan is there, and they're all like, hey, yo, let's start the game. And Monday morning crack, everybody.
And King Kong is there, Donkey Kong, throwing barrels of sips.
Barrels
and of everybody's just
sips.
Partying, figuring out how are we going to defeat King Kaka.
Maybe everybody knows this song. From Donkey Kong Super NES.
DK!
It's nice.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Very relaxing.
See, you can definitely play 8 hours of video games to something that's relaxing.
Alright, so we got this one.
Yes!
Let's bring it back to Donkey
Turn
Kong.
Turn it up, runner. Donkey Kong.
Oh, yeah! So see, that's a cool one right there. Donkey Kong. That was a good one back in... Ooh, what was that? About 1999? 2000, maybe? Maybe like 97, right?
That one is from like 1999.
Mm-hmm. Somewhere around there. Yeah, man. That was a cool one. So there's a lot of great songs out there in the soundtracks. It just depends
Last of Us.
Naughty Dog's most cinematic game at the time.
Sorry, guys. This guy's trying to ruin our show.
It doesn't really have the greatest soundtrack compared to what they do. Because they don't really have a lot of music. It's more you're hunting people and trying to be hunted.
It sounded like it was Spanish guitar.
Could have been. Yeah, it was. It did.
Is there a lot of Spanish guitar in that game? I guess.
Yes, there is.
Drake. I bet Drake's got... I played Drake. They got good music.
It's Uncharted.
Good instruments.
Uncharted does
Uncharted,
have,
yep.
Yeah, they have a lot of cool stuff. A lot of... what's it called? The Aztecs, like that kind of flute music.
Oh,
stuff
yeah.
Stuff like that. They got a lot of that good stuff.
That's tribal
cool,
music,
too. Yeah, tribal beats, music. And tribal beats. Yeah, they got a lot of that because you're hunting for the tribal treasures, actually, in most of those games, which you're trying to find ancient treasures of civilizations from way back, and you got to do the maps. You know, we're not talking about the games. We're talking about the music. And so the music, it only gets better. So here we go. Let's give them a little sample of some of that Uncharted crazy stuff that we're talking about. See, this sounds more like kind of a battle.
Suspenseful.
This kind of,
It's like the one earlier.
There's a little more of a battle, maybe suspenseful.
It's a bridge, you know? It's an aesthetic.
Yeah, I can see a bridge.
So you got to cross the bridge. Now go. And boom, play this song while you do it. Here's another song later on in the game.
So see, this is a little more intense.
It's all the same instruments, though. You know, they got that orchestra, that Philharmonic.
Yeah. Really good. But this sounds more like you're in a battle. Maybe he's in a gunfight at this point. You know, trying to fight for his life or something like that.
But at the same time, back in the day, they made this game called... Let me just play this song. See if you can guess it out there. Let's just play this one.
All right.
All right, everybody, we got to take a quick commercial one, you know, yeah, as we do in the runner and gunner world.
Tribute to those sponsors out there. You know, the sponsors got to pay the bills and pay our bills and pay their bills, and everybody got bills.
We just want to say that we are thankful for you all listeners, all of you listeners.
Everybody out there.
We're thankful that you listen.
Yeah.
We're thankful that you try to get other people to listen.
Oh, yeah.
We're thankful.
Spread the word.
We thankful.
Spread the word. Yo, like
we
spread
thankful
the bird
for a lot of things.
Yeah, do it.
We are thankful
and
for
we
a lot
are
of things.
We're thankful for everything, every minute of life, every freaking section
I'm
of your heart.
I'm thankful for the grass. I'm thankful for the air I breathe. Thank you for my lungs.
I love the mountains.
Thankful for
the
my
valleys,
skin.
The hills, the cities.
Thank you for myself.
Oceans.
Thank you for others.
I'm thankful for Germany,
the
China,
universe.
Japan.
Thank you for gravity.
Mexico.
I'm thankful for Russia,
Puerto Rico,
Great Argentina.
Britain. What's up, Great Britain?
I'm thankful for
England,
Belgium,
Australia, New Zealand.
I'm thankful for
Spain.
What's the other place called?
Korea,
Ireland,
Philippines, Scotland.
I'm thankful for Ireland and Scotland.
But most of all, the Great Republic of California and the whole United States. We love them. And we love all you guys too. But we're going to show you much more love and much more gratefulness and thankfulness.
Frankfurt. I'm thankful for Frankfurt.
Frankfurt, Germany. And heck yeah.
And Hamburg.
Hamburg, Germany. Some of the greatest artists ever to come out of there.
Yep.
Oh, but we'll be right back because we got to go. But we'll be back. Our sponsors take over. Okay, guys.
And Burgundy.
Yeah. And greenery.
2023 Burgundy.
And
Iceland.
Man.
Yeah,
Iceland.
I'm thankful for Iceland.
Greenland, Iceland, Poland.
And again, Mexico.
Mexico.
All right, everybody, we do got to take a quick commercial break.
Modelo.
And if you didn't guess this song by now, then go ahead and put your little Shazam on and Shazam it while we go to a quick commercial break.
And we'll be right back. Turkey.
Hey, what's up, everybody? We just want to tell you that you're going to have a great Christmas. It hasn't happened yet, but we already know.
Christmas is coming. So you guys, we're promoting our Christmas bright and early.
Our show's coming out for Christmas.
And we got all the specials. Every week is going to be a special gift for you
guys.
There's
going
to
be a special event every week.
Every week we're giving gifts for the ears.
We're
giving gifts. So all they got to do is unwrap them, and we're going to actually give out physical presents for those who will get on the Runner and Gunner Instagram and text us and let us know what their favorite gift of all time was, and we'll announce that the week before Merry Christmas time.
Also, like the 1950s used to do in the 1930s and beyond, we're going to be telling stories for Christmas, starting with National Lampoon's Vacation, Home Alone 1, and ending it all with Home Alone 2.
That is right. So get ready for that. And a
whole lot
more. It's going to be great.
What's up, everybody?
Ich bin Lafler.
And Ich bin Schützer.
Ich bin Lafler.
And Schützer.
Show. And we are here to announce the beer of the month.
And as you guessed it,
it is
from
Germany. And it is called Schlenkerla.
That's S-H. I mean, that's
S-C-H-L-E-N-K-E-R-L-A.
Ach Schrenkerla. Yeah, you can get it anywhere in America because we're down with that. kind of beer.
So, this is a special message from Lafla.
Und Schütze.
And we want you guys to know, Schenkerlach, greatest German beer in the month of November.
And remember to watch the Lafla und Schütze show. Every Monday morning.
Everybody in the whole country, you're traveling from east to west, north to south, south to east, and all over the place, even countries. I mean, it's going to be crazy out there, and we know that traveling is really bad. And
sling to sling.
Since everything's over with, all the disease, all the junk we had going around, spreading around town, it's all gone now.
It's all gone now.
It's free to travel, and it's getting crazy. We know you're spending a lot of money out there, and we're getting frustrated because it's so many people and it's
holiday,
so crowded.
Baby. It's holiday.
But we just want you guys to know that Runner and Gunner are here for you. And we want you guys to just relax, listen to us, and we'll get you through this rough holiday time.
And I'm a one woman
traveling,
man.
That is.
Everybody, it is Monday
morning.
Beep. The Monday morning after Thanksgiving, if you're not keeping count on your calendars.
Wait a minute, it's not Thanksgiving yet, Gunner. This one's really, we're releasing this on before Thanksgiving, actually.
Oh, wait. You're telling me that Thanksgiving's not this Friday?
No, that's a Black Friday. That's a shopping holiday, actually. We don't even talk about that yet. We haven't even talked about Black Friday. But anyways,
oh, we're releasing this one this week.
Yeah, I think so.
This is a late episode, everybody.
I don't even know what's going on anymore.
Monday afternoon show.
Thanksgiving is happening. We might even release it on Thanksgiving Day. So whenever we release it, it's released, okay?
Either way, we're saying.
Whenever our producers decide what day is more prime.
Will you please be thankful? Please. Please be thankful.
Yeah, be thankful, man. Be thankful like you're thankful for your mothers out there.
Yes.
Like you're thankful for your lives out there. Like you're thankful to be having a heart beating and a brain functioning.
To your life like it's your blanket.
Yeah.
Sucking on your blanket like you do like a baby.
Oh, yeah.
Because you got mental issues. Hold on to life.
What are you getting to?
Just that same way.
Wait a minute. Where is this
make
going?
Life wet.
All right. yes. All right. So that's... Yes. Yeah, make a splash in life. You know, whatever you do, just get out there and, you know, make your splash, make your mark, and mark whatever you're going to do and make sure that you do it great.
Remember what we say?
Yeah, we're saying life is wonderful. It's the greatest thing to have.
Hey, put it in a song in case you forget. Life is good. See how you're good, because life is good. Yeah, you know, some people need baby music because they don't know their ABCs. But not here at the Runner Gunner Show. If you're listening to this show, then you are so sophisticated.
That's right.
And so you understand that these jokes are not quite the same as other jokes on the internet that you're hearing today. And you're wondering why. Why is the Runner and Gunner Show better than everyone else?
Because.
Why are their jokes so sophisticated?
Because we are AI robots sent from the future.
Obviously, we are...
To tame your brains.
An AI show. This show is completely generated on AI.
We are generated by
152.98%. Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah, and since we're AI, we could use, instead of 2.2% of our brain like the Lennies use, we could use about 15.25% of our brain.
And since we're AI, we could also say things like schmorgers.
Mm-hmm. And torgers.
Everybody out there, we just want you to have a great Monday morning. That's all we're getting to. That's the point.
Yeah, have a beautiful Monday morning, you guys. Yeah, that's the main thing. And we want you guys traveling. We want your travel issues to be a non-issue. And that's what we're talking about. Like, where we want to make your transition smooth. Just like the waves in the summertime, but with no sharks and no jellyfish and no seaweed, unless you're going to smoke it, and nothing like that. We just want to make it a smooth transition and smooth sailing. Like when you're in a sailboat, you're with your best lady, and you're just having a great time, having a beer or having a whatever relaxes you, cigar, whatever relaxes you. Yeah. And just, you know, just cooling out.
That's right.
That's what we're talking about. Anyways, let's get back to this video game music the greatest video game songs out there. Because there's so many.
We got to get this. We got to get this right now.
Yeah, let's get to it. All right, so.
Batman.
Actually, that's really cool. I like that one. Man, you remember that game was one of the hardest games of all time.
It was great. Great colors, too. Remember, it was like purple and dark.
Yeah.
Shadows were in that game. Shadows.
Shadows. That, yeah, it was pretty, you know, ahead of its time. For back then.
What about this one?
What game is that? Oh!
That's still Batman, my bad. What about this one?
Act like I knew. Act like, oh, it's a new game. Yeah. It was freaking Batman still.
It's still the same game.
Oh, it's Batman. Anyway, okay.
Castlevania.
Shoot. Okay. This is a real good one, guys. This is a classic, everybody. And you guys never played Castlevania?
Gameplay is cool. Look at it.
If you've never played Castlevania, you guys better get out there and play it. NES, we're talking about old school Castlevania.
Dude, I'm telling you.
Part one.
That this game, it's a lot of like jumping and dodging hooks falling out of the sky.
As they call this game, it's a runner and gunner game.
But the artwork and like the soul in this game is just so much better than even games coming out today.
Yeah, you could tell that they took their sweet time purposely to make a classic. And that's what it takes sometimes. Sometimes you got to take time to become classic, you know, because you got to get the vibe of everybody around the room and you guys just all got to blend together. You can't just, you know, put together some piece of crap and junk and expect it to sell millions. You got to just get in there and vibe with everybody and make sure you're all on the same page. And that's what they used to do with these video games and music back then. They used to create classics. And so now that's what we're getting on, the classics, the great ones.
Dude, I'm telling you, like, just go on YouTube, man. There's just, like, a whole barrage. Look at this, Metroid.
Metroid. Oh, here we go. Another great.
Does that sound familiar to anybody?
That. I know, exactly.
Yeah.
Everybody remembers
that
one.
I remember that.
Yeah, we all know that one.
In my soul, in my mind, in my heart.
Yeah, if you remember, he was so cool with his one arm, you know. Yeah, he was cool.
We didn't know she was a girl at first.
We didn't know he was a she. That's true.
And Lemmings don't even like this game, which is ridiculous. Like, dude, this is what you're fighting. Oh, producers are knocking on our window. Tell us we can't talk about that. So we'll just get on to the next song. The next song is The Shadow of the Ninja, which was a great game.
Oh, yeah, another classic. You see, just listen to this.
Isn't that beat? That's like heavy metal.
Yeah, it's really cool. The pace they're going, that little echo they throw in the background.
The catch, like the rhythm, it's like, it's the rock and roll. That's cool. Rock and roll.
It has a tempo, you know, the tempo's good.
John Lennon, did he write this?
Could have been.
Yoko and John?
Could have been. It might have been one of his throwaway tracks that he just said, and then Yoko just gave it out there to them.
Double Dragon.
We all know this one. We all know the story.
You gotta know this one.
If you ever played a video game in your life, you gotta know. Double Dragon is amazing.
See, like, a little bit of notes, you know? Like, you notice, earlier we were playing those orchestra songs, and there's a ton of them, like, even Last of Us, and all these new video games have these orchestras.
Did you notice how it kind of
magnificent?
It kind of does a couple of
great music
bars, and it kind of repeats itself.
Yeah.
But this one, it's very technical. You could tell that they switch it up every few.
I was going to say the reverse. I was going to say, like, the other ones, they use all these bars and then just empty notes.
I feel like.
To build suspense, though, you know, it serves a purpose. Like, great music, but it's not a great song. Like, this is a great song.
It's a great song, but the simplicity of it makes it amazing. Makes it genius. See how they switch it up right here? So, it is a different song, and it is
Castlevania,
cool.
Simon's Quest, Part 2.
Part 2, okay.
See, this is a great song. It's not just great music, because it's not even music.
Yeah,
there's one 1993 computer building this music.
Also, great game. This is, yeah, you're great right. Game. They were just there's trying no to reinvent. They were not reinventing. They were inventing a whole new standard for video games and soundtracks.
So I couldn't consider this song great music, but I could definitely consider it a great song. And if you were to translate it today on some good, sophisticated computers, you'd have still a great song.
It would fit into some of these games right nowadays.
Heavy metal I'm right there.
I'm pretty sure this could fit into a lot of these sounds COD like Dio. Games and some of these shooter games. It sounds like it would fit perfectly.
It does. All right, this next one is called...
Here we go.
Mega Man 4.
Mega Man 4.
How many Mega Mans is there?
Many. But this is one of many.
Well, party on.
Party on.
Excellent.
Excellent. And...
Ninja Gaiden 3.
So Ninja Gaiden 3 is also... Man, Ninja Gaiden 3 was cool.
Man, insanity. Look at that. That's listen.
That is crazy.
Let's speed along. We got a couple more to catch up to. This one's called Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, we know that one, too. Wow.
There it is. That's Van Halen right there.
Wow, that's good.
Hoppa teacher, hoppa teacher.
You can clearly jump. Hear the influence.
Van Halen influence,
it's
right?
It's influenced by the music of the time. This is Van Halen and a lot of good stuff coming in. Yeah, this is...
It's just so in tune with Van Halen, this song. And Van Halen was the top of the charts.
He was top of the charts back then.
1985 and on.
Yeah, all the way until the early, mid-90s, pretty much.
Because nobody liked them at first. Remember, they were garage and they were...
Yeah. Because they were too heavy back then.
What they were doing
was too heavy. It's
too
technical.
They were poor people.
But they were technical, too. They didn't know how to take it at that time.
Yeah, you know, poor people could be the most talented people in the world, but nobody's going to listen to them because the poor, that was kind of like Van Halen.
Yeah.
But they still bust through.
They made it.
And this song's definitely got some Van Halen influence. This next one's the Metal Gear song.
The Metal Gear Part 1. This is the original Metal Gear. So that
still cool. In fact, yeah. I think Kojima was what do they call the music creators? He was a conductor.
Kojima was a conductor, huh?
Yeah.
That's real, yeah?
Yeah, I think wow. He was before anything else. He was a music man.
So he had to make sure his stuff was really on.
And that's why Metal Gear Solid Sons of Liberty Part 2, which you can get on your Nintendo Switch, PlayStation
right
5, and Xbox.
Yep, right now. You can get it.
Still an amazing game.
Yeah, they got the collection out right now, guys. We already got
Konami.
We already got the collection.
Metal Gear Solid Collection. Everybody out there get it. Runner, tell them how they can get their Konami Metal Gear Solid Collection today on any system.
On any system, all you got to do is go online, look up the game, press Metal Gear Solid Collection, and you could get Metal Gear 1, 2, 3. Not only that, not Metal Gear Solid 1, 2, I'm talking about, yes, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. I believe it has how many games? 3, 5 games. It comes with 5 games. So all you got to do, or if you want to get the collector's disc.
That's a lot of games.
Yeah, it's 5 games in one. I don't know what the price is exactly anymore. I know the launch price was a lot, but that's how you can get the games.
System.
And it's amazing. It's an amazing collection. Especially if you like Metal Gear, it's a must-have collection if you love Metal Gear.
All right, everybody, you got it. Get some Metal Gear Solid. It's out right now for the Nintendo Switch.
Yes, it is.
It's best on... I personally say that it's best on PlayStation 2. I was telling Ronda that.
It probably is.
If you want to play the true game, Sons of Liberty, or Xbox, get the Director's Cut Edition, which has 3 seconds of extra footage.
You know what? Actually, this game is a port of the PS3 version, but the PS3 version never had Metal Gear Solid, the original one. Not the original, but the PS1 Metal Gear Solid. So this is the first time that Metal Gear Solid has been released in a HD collection. But it's still not HD. But it's still pretty cool. It does look a little better. I agree that the graphics are a little bit improved, but it's a nice port to have, especially on the Switch because you could travel with it. So that's really good.
Hey, everybody, we got to go.
Oh, yeah, it's time already.
It's
damn.
Time already. Whoa. But before we go,
Here we go. The number one soundtrack.
For real.
That we had to let go all the way till the end.
You want to talk you about guys video don't know game
what it
music?
Is? You better know what it is. Because if you don't, by barely hearing this, you will know as soon as the main music tune kicks in. Let's unhear it. And this is just the intro. We got to play the other part too.
We could have a whole show about Zelda's music.
Man, Zelda, yeah, Zelda is the king of the throne, though. They wear the crown. They're on top of the hill. They are the cream of the crops when it comes to video game soundtracks.
The cream of the fight.
Yeah, they are. But I would say Super Mario is a close second. We saved that one because we're going to do a battle next week, Zelda versus Super Mario Brothers soundtrack. So that's why we saved them, too. But, I mean, we could give you guys a little...
Everybody out there, we were just thinking about, like, how video game music isn't so, like, catchy in their tunes anymore. Even, like, the modern Mario games that just came out with the Switch, and even the new Zelda game, which was pretty much just a jazz instrumental music.
Yep.
It still doesn't catch the ear like NES games. I bet in 10 years we won't be listening to any Zelda songs from this decade. I bet we'll still be listening to... That N64 one, though.
Yeah, that one was
and
cool.
And I bet we'll still be listening to the original NES one.
That one was cool.
But I doubt we'll be, because we don't listen to Twilight Princess and be like, oh, put that song on, it's cool.
Nobody has that.
But yeah, if you're like, let me play the Zelda song from NES, you'll be like, yeah. Oh, let me play it techno, I made this. And be like, all right, cool, I'm down.
And see, they even use these songs to,
like
you said, they like to make it, they like to mix it in and make their own tracks with it. But then you listen to nowadays, or look at these nowadays games, they don't even do that anymore. The DJs aren't trying to mix these new songs because,
and you got
well,
an orchestra
they're not as good
because fingertips.
They're not as, they're not orchestrated correctly like they were back in the day. They didn't take their time to create a classic tune
and,
like they did back then.
And what happened? That's what we're thinking. Like, why is this? Why is music from the NES and the N64 better than the music that's from PlayStation 5 and PlayStation 4 and Xbox and Nintendo Switch?
Is it laziness?
Is it lack of intelligence? lack of imagination?
Yeah, exactly.
No imagination.
What happened?
I think it goes even deeper into just sheer mechanics and dumb luck, perhaps, because in Ocarina of Time... For N64.
Yes.
The game was built upon this story that you had a flute and you had to play notes to proceed through the gameplay, through other levels. So, like, for one level to open up a cave, you'd play, like, notes that you'd play on your controller, and he would play the notes that were, like, in accordance of, music, and then that would open up the level. And so they had to, like, simplify these buttons because you can't, play... an orchestra of buttons
on your controller
to open up a level. You can't. So it didn't get...
It's not possible.
And, even the most sophisticated song in this game wasn't so complicated. It was more in the lines of, like, A, B, circle up. A, B, circle up. And it was, like, twice. So it'd be like, dun-dun-dun, da-da-dun.
And then
you'd play
it. And then it opened.
Then it would play...
It opened the
notes
thing,
of a song, a magnificent song.
And then the level will open, or the...
The level would open,
and then you go to your new thing, and they play that song. You'd be like, "Wow, that was pretty cool."
But then we were thinking, like, maybe it was the simplicity of these three notes that you played back to back that made the song so memorable.
Yeah.
So maybe if songs were more simple,
and they would play the same notes but just switch it.
Yeah.
Switch the chords.
And like,
same
for instance,
notes, switch chords.
Like, there's one that goes. Da 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 da.
So it knows it would get deeper. Yeah, it'll go from the higher pitch to the lower pitch.
Yep, but on the controller, all you would learn was dun 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 dun. So it's three buttons twice.
But they're playing different chords.
Well, you'd play it, you'd go dun 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 dun, however fast, da 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 da, and then it'd go and like the controller would lock. And then it would show you the song and be like, da-da-dun, da-da-dun,
da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And then everything opens up.
The rest of the song, yeah.
Yeah. Really cool.
But it all started with those three little notes in the beginning of the song that was the catch. It was the catch. And that's what we're saying. There's no catch.
There's no catches no more.
These new songs no more.
Yeah, they don't do that.
Like, Lennon is turning in his grave. There's not been a catch in many days.
There should be. There needs to be.
And that's what video game music is all about. Like, look at, hey, sing the Mario song, Runner. There's the catch right there.
Everybody knows that one. And then there. Boom.
And that's like, that's straight up polka. Wide open. Do they get that song from Mexico? Because that is straight up like.
Yeah, it's cool.
That is polka.
And everybody who ever gamed in their life knows the Super Mario Brothers song.
What about the Tetris song?
Ding, 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 ding. That's Russia. But still, it's so catchy. Ding, 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 ding. See, and they all have a little intro, is what he's saying. Gunner's saying they all have the intro.
That was classical music. That was like Russian classical music translated into video game.
And then the U.S. figured out how genius Russians were. You know, because geniuses.
Yeah, Tetris was like symphonies on, you know, computer.
Yeah.
Your computer is playing you a symphony that's been written.
Yes.
100 years before.
Yeah, it is.
And they don't quite do that enough. You'd think that they'd be using that a lot nowadays, right? You'd think that everybody in the world would rip some classical music.
And then turn it into computerized Mozart on your video game.
Man, you would think.
How genius would that be?
I'm going to do it. No, don't. Everybody.
We're going to do it.
Zucker scratched. You didn't hear nothing.
We didn't give them that idea.
Anyways, we were talking about video game music. Everybody, we got video game music for you and your mama. So how about you listen to this while we play a song for you and not only that, but the Music Man. Because, listen now, the Music Man is here.
The Music Man is here.
It's Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving out there. Turkey, turkey.
And there was Spaniards.
Cracks.
He came over to America and history was made.
Oh yeah.
Because when those Native American men got load of those Spanish ladies, love was in the air. And when those Spanish ladies got loads of those Native American men, love was in the air. Life was just beginning.
And what did that make? Tamales. They made lots of tamales around the world, and they spread those tamales around the globe. And so what happened was that everybody ate corn, and everybody ate stuffing and mashed potatoes and yams and cranberries and all this other good stuff, and they all had peace, and it was a peaceful day without war, without shooting, and without killing. And that's what we want every day to be here on the Ren and Gunner Show. Just have peace out there, and have a lot of love out there, and no shooting, no killing, just love and creating love.
Creating love, happiness, togetherness, arms locked, daisy chains, eyes aligned.
Heck yes.
Heck yes, man.
And hearts that's what it's all about.
Growing together.
And that's what the world is all about, and that's why it all comes down to video game soundtracks is all about. It's all about the love in it and the process. And they didn't put the love in the process in the newer games. But the reason why we talk about these soundtracks is because in the older games, our elders before us, the creators of the original soundtracks, did make it that way. And they did pave the pavement. And then it just somehow kind of skewered a different direction within time. But at the beginning of time, it was actually going the right direction. So we got to repave it for the next generation and show them that there's a better way to do things. And I'm not talking about only video game music, but I was talking about life.
We told them before that, look, the games that you love, the games that started the whole game, the game that started it all, you know, Pac-Man, Mario.
Donkey Kong,
Metal Gear.
Yeah.
So what else? All your favorite games.
All of them. Double
what game
Dragon
do you think began
arcade.
It all? Everybody,
so
audience
many.
Out there.
Yeah, give us your
what
game.
What is the very first game?
Or you could even tell us what first game you ever
that
played.
That gained commercial success in your eyes from the 80s,
or
from
90s.
The 70s. It could be the Centipede from the 70s. Arguably, Pac-Man.
Could be.
For me, it's Mario. Because you weren't there. If you were there, you saw
me
what
too.
Mario did.
Super Mario changed the world.
It changed the world.
The world of gaming.
Forever.
And the world. Just the whole world. Yeah, the world, actually. It did change the whole world. It opened the world, It opened up a whole a toy. They sold it as a toy. They sold the NES originally as a toy. It was in the toy section in Toys R Us. But then eventually, it just created a whole video game section, and that's why we're here now. So, I mean, our, what's it called?
Wow, yeah.
Atari.
It truly did.
Atari was the first one, but they didn't open it up as big as NES did.
And the music has always been there. But see, those games that we're talking about, their influence, it was James Brown.
It was.
It was the Beatles.
It was.
It was rock and roll.
Yes.
It was Elvis and Motown and Little Richard and Sam Cooke.
Chuck Berry.
It was those guys. Yeah. And so nowadays, though, Richie the influence, Valance. The people who made, I don't know, for instance,
Madonna.
I don't know, whatever stupid game that everyone's playing right now. Call of Duty. The influence of the designers of Call of Duty is like Lil Wayne and like Lil Kim and like Lil Boozy. And it's just garbage.
Little peepee.
And so, you know, when you listen to garbage and you make a game, it's just, you get ridiculous stupidness. Hey, we're not going to go too far in this. Erase this part if you didn't want to hear it. We're going to go on. But the point is that, like, yeah, people had good influences of music in the 80s, and so they made good games. Yeah. And nowadays, they don't really have good music.
It was a lot better before Little Ding Dong came out and all that other stuff.
Also, movie, it all kind of goes together. Because music, video games, and movies are all entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Video games belongs there. In the 80s, it barely belonged there.
See, yeah, but now
you don't understand.
But now it's so
Lenny's
close.
Out there.
I know they don't understand.
But now it's
but
so
now it's
close.
So, like they're head
it's
to
the
head.
Same.
Actually,
it's better.
Video games are actually outselling movies at this time because they're so popular now. But you know, just like Gunner was saying, back in the day they had a thing called the Quarter Arcade, and you would go to the Quarter Arcade and you would
spend
just get your laundry money. Yeah, you'd rather have dirty draws than
how
than
easy
play
was
video
it to spend
games.
$20?
You'd rather play
at the
video games
machines.
Than have dirty draws. So yeah. Oh,
how,
so
how easy.
Easy
was it?
It was so easy because
so
especially
easy.
If you first are learning the game, of course you're gonna lose your first level one. And
of course.
And it was so cool that you, hey, I gotta see that again, lose again, then lose, and then eventually you're deep $5 in, and you're finally on level four.
And so those
but
people were influenced.
The consumer came up
by Black Sabbath, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Roy Orbison,
yeah.
George Harrison. Those people who made those video games were influenced by
yep.
American rock and roll.
By George Burns.
And now America doesn't have any rock and roll, so
George
nobody's
Thorogood.
Getting influenced. We're all just being influenced by Channel 5 News. Everybody turn off the TV. Oh, the producers,
nope. oh.
producers
right,
are knocking
right,
at the door. All right,
we got to go. All right. Well, at least we got our point in, and that's all it was all about. Getting our point in. Telling you guys have a merry, happy Thanksgiving.
All right.
And give a lot of love. Show a lot of love.
Got it.
Make a lot of love. And always be cool, you guys out there. Just have a great time. But we got to leave the show right now. But don't forget, there's still the best part of the show, which is our favorite part of the show.
Our favorite part
the
of the
best,
show.
The best. And we love to call it
the Everybody, Runner's got the 2-minute rundown with you. What do you want to run down?
And everybody, in sports, the Raiders lost, but this new head coach is still 2-1, and the new rookie quarterback is kicking butt, and they're looking all right. Don't worry about it, everybody. Chiefs are still on top of the game and doing very good. The Rams suck, and the Chargers aren't too great either. So what else is going on with the sports? The NBA is still at the beginning. LeBron James looking to make history. The oldest man ever to record a triple-double. That was pretty cool. At 39, he's still doing fine. So everything is all right. Lakerland, do not worry. Clippers. Clippers got the beard. So they have a great team as well. In hockey. Yeah.
That's right, everybody. Hockey. Everybody, does this know this? Do you know this? The Dolphins?
Dolphins are 7-3, I know.
Do you know the Chiefs?
7-2.
Do you know the Ravens?
8-3.
How about the Jaguars?
The Jags are 7-3, surprisingly. Surprising the league.
What about this? The top teams in the Eastern Conference are Celtics and 76ers.
Well, that's not a big surprise. Sixers are kind of a surprise, though.
What about the Timberwolves and the Thunder?
Timberwolves a little bit.
All right, so what about hockey? Eastern Conference is the Bruins and the Panthers.
Wow. The Bruins, well, hockey is still early on, so let's go Kings.
What about Stars and Avalanche?
Dallas and Colorado, still doing well. And the Kings are in third. I mean, well, not really, but they could be in third if they kick butts. But what's going on in the world of AEW, Gunner?
AEW, Ronda Rousey's fixed to join AEW, or so we think. She's made an appearance at ROH, Ring of Honor. Could Ronda Rousey be coming to AEW? I bet she would have a better time and a more freedom and more money and just everything else. Maybe not more money, because she was making freaking bank.
And at WWE. The end, we want to tell you guys, gobble, gobble, turkey, turkey, grub, grub, gravy, gravy. And it's all gravy at the Renner Gunner Show.
All right, buddy. Nobody in NFL history has ever done what the Bears did in their loss to the Lions.
That doesn't sound fun.
Knicks Raptors lawsuit.
Sorry, Chicago.
New York's asking for $10 million in damages. Are you Adam Silver did it? Kevin Durant doesn't care about your parlays. He wants to lose and kick everyone's ass.
He sure does.
Travis Kelce admits he thinks about retirement.
Dang, already? Dang you, Taylor Swift. What are you doing to this man?
All right, everybody. SAG is off a strike.
We love Taylor Swift, though, too.
Hopefully,
and
we'll get movies in 2 years. We can find out. Everybody out there, it's Thanksgiving.
It's Thanksgiving. So you guys got to thank each other. Just, you know, be with your families and do that family thing. And just be thankful. If you don't have your families and you're struggling and you're by yourself, just be thankful for what you do have. And what you do have is life. If you're listening to this, you're breathing. You're alive. Your heart is beating. Your brain is going. And so that means you just got to be thankful for life. Thankful that you're here. And,
yeah,
you know, thankful for another year of survival.
That's right. And I just want to tell you that you listen to this whole show and you love it and you listen to it every week and we monitor it. And so we're seeing that you're watching it every week. And this is a tailored show. It is tailored to you.
Yes.
The audience, the working man and the working woman.
Yes.
And we want to tell you that every bit of information that you give us that goes into our show is dedicated to providing you the service of entertainment, awesomeness, laughter, happiness.
Yeah.
It is our duty.
It's our duty to keep the love inside your guys' heart and make sure that love spreads.
And love, above all.
Spread that. Spread that love and joy like butter.
We're children of hippies.
Like eggs after scrambled, but not a sunny side up. But spread it like a pregnant. No, wait a minute.
Whoa.
Don't spread it that far. Anyways, just spread that love very far, as far as the oceans go, the Pacific and Atlantic combined. Do it that far, and then
spread
you will know
it on
that.
Thick.
Very thick.
Peanut butter and jam. All right,
everybody. So, we got to let you guys go. But before we let you guys go, we got one more thing to say. All right, go ahead and tell them, Gunner. The final finale of the show.
Well, I just wanted to tell you that it's Thanksgiving. And I want you to turn off the TV, turn off the news.
Oh, yeah.
Stop listening to the radio, except for the Runner and Gunner podcast, which is real and original. Stop listening to your friends. You do what your heart tells you, right? You turn inwards, and you discover inside yourself what is good. And you make it happen. Because the new year is coming up, everybody. And let me tell you, the ship will leave without you. Or this could be the year you make it aboard.
Well said, Gunner. Great telling him. Man, that was perfect. Man, I was feeling inspired myself. That's how great that was.
I was so perspirated myself.
So we just want to tell you guys that the inspiration and perspiration is going to your head, Stickly, and we're going to get into you guys very soon. But we got to go right now, but we will be back with the after Thanksgiving specials, which are the December specials, and we will leave the promos at the end of the show, and you're going to get to hear that too. So, everybody, thank you for listening. Thank you, Lennies. Thank you, ladies. And spread the love and joy all this Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody, from the Runner and Gunner Video Game Podcast. Man, where are those guys at? They still in the back cooking it?
Solid.
Rather than not responsible for any injuries, postponements, or collateral that may occur during or post segments of our entirety of the show, you are now or have been listening to. We would like to add any involvement with similar subjects in the show are completely coincidental and may or may not be facts. We would also like to thank you, Lennies.